Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Procol Harum bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 13 years. He is one of the top financial analysts for Main Street businesses that I've ever met, and he's our good friend. Sam, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about banking, getting the capital that you need in your small business. And, you know, Sam, we talked about banking relationships and the challenges the banking industry has. The banking industry is going to look a lot different in the next 10 years or so than it does right now. And I'm a little worried about that. I'm worried about what's going to be available to Main Street banks. Main Street small businesses as we go forward. But today, if you're running a business that's got some history, you've got some critical mass, you know, and you've got you may have to pay a premium for the interest, but you can get a loan. You can borrow money from a bank today. And if you've got an established business, you can go, if nothing else, you can go to a community bank and you come pretty darn close to getting a loan, and maybe all you want. But if you're not quite as bankable, you haven't been around as long, maybe you're a startup, you're not going to get a loan from a bank. Sam, it depends on how long you've been in business. You know, I was like that once. I went from being bankable to bankable. And then I went from being bankable to very bankable. You know, it just depends on your condition. What do you think?
Well, exactly. Banks are, by their very nature, first and foremost, places to receive and protect deposits. Right. They're oriented to depositors, not so much the lenders, although lending money is their primary means of taking in income.
Right.
But first and foremost, they're oriented through the regulators to protect the depositor. So they're not oriented to taking risk. And inherently, the most risky thing they can do is to fund a new business, an unproven business, or a small business that is facing intense competition.
Well, let's break it down and be a little more politically incorrect than that, Sam. And I've been saying this for a long time, even though everybody knows what my singular role in life is to help small businesses. But I've said this for a long time: the most dangerous loan that a bank can make is to a small business.
Yeah,
you know, we're one bad decision, one bad customer bankruptcy away from being out of business. Many of us are, and so it's a risky thing. But Sam, that's the reason why we have to pay prime plus five, prime plus six. But in the old days, a bank could loan money, and charge you a premium for your condition, and they could get away with it. Today, regulators won't let them do that.
Nope, the regulators are constantly looking at the quality of the portfolio, and so they have to be very reluctant.
And that's the reason why now those people have to look to some of the things that you wrote in your article this week. Tell us about that.
Well, it turns out in our wonderful economy of freedom of opportunity that there are alternatives to borrowing money from a bank. Mm-hmm. Many alternatives, non-bank banks, for example. It seems like a funny term to have a non-bank bank, but there are lenders who do not take deposits and therefore are not regulated in the same way as banks. And they make loans and just price them according to the risk, so that they will make loans to more risky situations, and they build the risk into the price that they charge for the loan. It's still, while it's a higher cost typically than a bank, it's at least available to a more risky sort of a situation.
Well, absolutely, and if but if you need the money, and, the, and of course these are organizations like asset-based lending organizations. That will loan against your receivables and against your inventory.
Yep.
They'll loan against your contracts. You've got factors out there who are loaning money on your cash flow type loans.
On receivables,
but, but they're going to be very, very expensive, Sam.
Well, yes, but
to the point of where you almost they're in my opinion they're prohibitively expensive. And in the old days, now we'll say, Sam, in the old days, only desperate people did business with these people. But
yeah.
Today, that industry has gotten a little more sophisticated, a little more nuanced, to the point where people that are not quite so desperate can be successful with them. What do you think?
Sure. Let's say most of us as entrepreneurs have an idea of where we want to take our business. And if that means growth, that means obtaining capital. And we want to obtain the capital. If we don't obtain the capital, we won't achieve our vision and our objective and our goals.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we don't want to have the high price of obtaining capital to stand in the way of our achieving our dream. So even though it's more expensive, there's no shame whatever in going to a non-bank bank. And some specialize in particular industries. Some specialize in the most risky. Some are less risky. And we go into some of the detail on that. But the main point is, do not be ashamed of going to an alternative source of funds to achieve your dream.
But don't be ashamed. I agree with that. But folks, don't be naive about the cost. Don't be naive about the impact. The cure might be worse than the disease. It could be. You have to be. You just have to know what's going on. If you don't, you could wind up getting yourself upside down. Tintail, right back with Sam Norwood. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.